This is Dairy Radio Now.
On this week's PDPW Producer Tuesday, one of the most recent featured presenters from the Dairy Signal, Marissa Nelson, a money and budget strategist who learned early about the tragedies of farm life growing up on a farm in North Dakota.
Grandparents were children, and as they came over from the Ukraine, we had homesteaded farmland. We lost that farm in the late 80s during the droughts. If you know, your family did what our family could not achieve during that time, and between the debt that had piled up and all of the inputs that needed to be done, and then, you know, no abundant harvest for a couple years in a row, it created some massive damages within our family. You know, there's two types of farmers I share with this with people. You know, there's the rich, they have pickers, and the poor farmers, they have kids. So there was 8 kids in our family, so you know which one we were. And that process, value of hard work, pushing through and understanding what are our strategies, what are our systems, what are the things that we need to have in place to structure our day so that we can do what we love every single day. So that's what I get to do now, what I love. I help farmers and ranchers nationwide. I am actually the core of where I came from that day when we lost our farm. And I watched what happened as my grandfather, you know, sat in the back of a bed trailer crying. Literally, he had tears running down his face. Never seen this huge, tough old bird. Never saw this guy cry his whole life. And piece by piece, they auctioned off our farm. Piece by piece, everything was gone. The land, the equipment, the home. My grandmother's tea set was taken out of the house, and it's lost, right? It's gone now. But what it gave me, and out of that came a real desire to help other families not only make it through, but learn the strategies, learn the systems, learn some structures that they can put in place in their small business, in their farm, in their ranch today to allow them not to have that same story that my family.
So what are the main things should we be focusing on?
Tax, legal, risk, and wealth. And those are the things that we speak about. Tax strategies. It's not how much you make, it's how much you keep that matters, because there are things in your neighborhood, things in your small community, things in the world around you that I believe are better used with my dollars than paying it to the IRS today. Use it for something else that's important to you in your community. Legal, that's how you're structured and how you're protecting and preparing. Risk and wealth. First step is that you get organized. What is it that you want to have? What it is that you want to do? What is it that you want to be? What is it that you want to see in your world? That first step is really get organized. Then the next step, step two, is to really think about what do you want it to look like? What does better look like? And then step three, get your team in place and call those people to the table and say, listen, I want better. I've got this organized. Here's my organized checklist. All your stuff, put it on the table. You call those team members to the table, your accountant, your attorney, your financial advisor, your insurance guy, and you say, what am I missing? And then they weigh in.
That's money and budget strategist Marissa Nelson, who tells us the difference between a tax preparer and a tax strategist.
A tax preparer, you pile up all your stuff, you bring it in, and they say, Charlie and Susan, this is what you owe. That's a tax preparer. They don't come with options. They just say, here's what you had. Here's where all your deductions. We plugged it all into the 179. Here's what you owe, and here's what you're going to pay. Right? And oh, by the way, now we should start paying quarterlies. Right? A tax strategist is someone that you meet with so that you can put some things in place before year end, before it's too late. I've seen a lot of operations fail over my 30 years of being a money and business strategist. I'm a planner in this area. I'm licensed in 43 states, helping people create these system structures, strategies, these tools. What kind of things should you be asking your accountant to put that in place? And here's what I would share with you. When your vision is clear, your decisions are easy, because you can get on that trajectory right now today and you can go, boom, I'm going to move forward. And you're in a future-proofed business if you've got a plan. You're feeding the world. I always ask my accountant for 3 things. My do-nothing plan, my do-a-little-something plan, and my full enchilada. You get it when I say the full enchilada? What do I do to really mitigate taxes this year? And then your succession and transition time. Because this is the time when we lose a lot of dollars in our operations because we don't know how to take advantage of some of the strategies that are available to you.
Once again, those are comments from Marissa Nelson, money and business strategist and certified speaker and coach from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.